Coming into the season, most Baylor fans and the player himself had no idea he'd be drafted in the first round, much less in the top 10. Jeremy Sohan, number 9, the San Antonio Spurs. This is Locked On Baylor.
You are Locked On Baylor, your daily podcast on the Baylor Bears, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to Locked On Baylor. Drake Toll here alongside Cameron Stewart, now a member of Inside the Bears from Sports Illustrated. Thanking you for making Locked On Baylor your first listen every single day. Today, we've got Jeremy Sohan talk. We got another five-star, the Rich Get Richer for Baylor basketball. And then we hear from Mitch Thompson at his opening press conference at the end of the show. But Cam, first and foremost, Jeremy Sohan, a guy coming into the season most folks didn't have pegged as a first-round pick, maybe even an NBA draft pick on most mock draft boards, and now he's a San Antonio Spur at number 9.
Well, first and foremost, Drake, thank you so much for having me on. First time as an Inside the Bears contributor, I believe. And I hope you don't mind, I put that and Locked On Baylor in my bio. In the summer, I'll be on like twice a month, but I put it in my Twitter bio. Which is part of a grander argument of me changing my Twitter image, not like literally, because I did do that.
This is not where I thought we'd start.
Bigger picture. Well, I want people to know, you know, if you go to Real Cam Stewart, you're going to get the actual Real Cam Stewart.
The real
it's not
Cam
misleading
Stewart.
This time. Mm-hmm. Actually, I think the Camarino account is more real me, but I've decided I've got to split them up. I've got to. Like, first off, I've got too many teams to tweet about. So.
Right.
Camarino, which you can still follow. It's got great content.
What's happening right now?
But it did start a lot of people back home. So as you've seen, I tweeted a lot about the Celtics the last couple of months. So I think I'm going to keep my Boston stuff there at Real Cam Stewart, which now has a new Abby, new header. Everything is going to be all my Baylor stuff.
First minute of the show. Shameless
yes,
plug.
Yes, because this is important, Drake. This is how I reach an audience. This whole thing is a thirst trap to try and get on Baylor Twitter so that I can grow my audience here.
It's the algorithm.
I enjoy talking with you, but this right now is about the thirst trap. So actually pay attention to, if you're listening, at Real Cam Stewart, that's S-T-U-A-R-T, spelled the royal way. Give it a follow.
All right. There you go. Speaking of chasing clout, Jeremy Sohan doesn't have to chase clout now as the number nine pick.
He just did it, Drake. That's all he did was just did it. He didn't change anything about him. Changed the hair color, but that's all him, you know?
Yeah.
I love that. I love the story. You know, we've got people on Twitter talking about all the great stories tonight, but not really Jeremy Sohan's. He was not in the top 100 high school prospects last year. This time last year. And even like whatever, friggin' 9 months ago. We didn't know who this guy was.
Right. It was all Kendall Brown.
It was
James Akinjo.
So.
Keontae George.
Yeah.
Not Keontae George. Langston
and
Love.
Now he's a top 10 pick.
Yeah.
Which is not dissimilar to what Davion Mitchell did the year before at the same slot, number 9 pick. We did know him. He played on the team. But you remember, like 2019, 2020, he was a defensive specialist
yes.
and not much else. And became a great offensive player. Obviously was their best player down the stretch, really, in the national championship season. And lo and behold, he becomes a top 10 pick. I think Sohan, by the time we got to the conference schedule, was probably around a first round pick. I know you were looking up before the show, the January
fringe.
Mock draft, so you would
yeah.
know better. Fringe guy, but we've talked about it on this podcast before. He played his way into the lottery down the stretch. Both sides of the ball. And I've written a couple stories about him on Inside the Bears. It's insidethebears.com. And I knew he was a good defender, but the numbers are ridiculous. He was one of the best. He was one of the best defensive ratings in the country. And I said this in the draft profile today, but it's obviously a lot different defensive rating numbers between college and the NBA.
Yeah.
And I think Sohan's is at like 88, 89. And so you give some leeway to the NBA numbers, but the best numbers in the NBA are like 104, 105. So even if you give some leeway, that's pretty good. Like, and I said this about Akinjo and Kendall Brown as well. You have to at least not be a liability to get minutes to start. Mm. Unless you're like a top five pick or even a top 10, you're going to get minutes anyway. But we thought Sohim would be fringe lottery. So if you're a good defensive player, you're not going to be a minus. You're going to get minutes out there. When the starters are getting a rest and they know they can put you out there and not the game's not going to capitulate, that's a huge bonus until you get that offensive game. And we saw his offensive game mature before our eyes the last couple of weeks of the season. It was actually pretty great to watch.
Yeah, Kansas, still, North Carolina, Big 12 tournament, NCAA tournament.
And he's still, 29%, I think, from three.
Yes.
But that's where the eye test comes into play, because you watch him and you probably wouldn't think just by his form. So many guys in college, they're great athletes. They get to the NBA, they realize they don't actually have good form and they're just great athletes, not really great basketball players. I think he's a really good basketball player. He's got great basketball IQ. He can guard and play any position on the floor.
Yeah.
There's no substitute for versatility. And I know this sounds so like everything the last 25 years, but you think Greg Popovich likes a little bit of versatility and basketball IQ? Yeah, probably. And I think that's what's going to keep him on the floor, is he can guard any position. And he's got a great feel for the game. He can become a good shooter. I mean, anybody can become a good shooter in today's NBA.
Maybe.
I think he's going to be a real good player.
I think so, too.
Well, you watch his shooting motion, and you're like, that's not broken. That can get better.
Yes.
If, you know, he doesn't have to go to sociology and can just shoot in the gym instead, probably get better.
He will have certainly an opportunity to do that in the NBA, where you do have to shoot the basketball every now and then. Tony Allen.
You got to create your own shot, which we talked about ad nauseum last time we talked about Sohan. So Tony Allen, listen to that episode.
It's a dying art in the NBA. As all of you can tell listening, Cameron Stewart, obviously passionate after the 5-minute monologue about Sohan. I love the defense of the 88 to 89 and the high end of 104.
It is great.
In the NBA. The numbers you're using are good.
I think it was the box plus minus.
What's his war?
That's like OPS plus in baseball, which I know you're getting into. That's their OPS versus an average. So an average is 100, and the average box plus minus is 0, and his is like 6 or 7, which is really good.
Yeah. If that goes over your head, it is right over mine as well.
Scott Drew, give me a job. I mean, come on.
You're learning something new every time you listen to Lock on Baylor. Cam, as the resident Spurs fan on the show here, I'm excited to see Jeremy Sohan still close to Waco down in San Antonio. I've yet to catch a Spurs game since moving to Baylor.
Let's go.
They haven't been great. I don't know if you've been looking.
We can go.
We should go. We should go on a Spurs.
We both have cars.
On a guy's trip, we could drive separately, and then we could go catch a Spurs game against another team in the NBA. And
one hotel room?
No, we could just drive back. It's okay.
Ah, come on.
Yeah, we could just drive back.
We'll take turns driving.
Cam, you know, somebody that is...
We got to get dinner.
Full transparency tonight to everybody that's listening to the show. You're listening on Friday, most likely. We're recording this on Thursday night. It is currently 11:41 Eastern time, and we tried to hold out. I tried to hold out as long as I could for Kendall Brown to be drafted. That same mock draft you're mentioning in January had Jeremy Sohan at 15 to the Timberwolves. It had Kendall Brown at 8 to the San Antonio Spurs. We are now 36, 37 picks in, and we still haven't seen Kendall Brown, who is a top 10 pick 6 months ago.
We're on 42, actually. I've got
You didn't know
that. It could be 42 to the Knicks. We'll see. Could drop to the Celtics. It is amazing. And we could have known, maybe not this far of a drop, but I think by like, at least by March Madness, definitely, we knew that Sohan was going to go before Brown. But I am a little surprised to see him go down this far. This is now lower than Jared Butler, whom I was surprised to go. I think it was 40 last year. Because to me, like, the back half of the first round is such a crapshoot. So many guys are like projects. Like, they're great athletes, raw athletes, and they're 2 years away from being 2 years away. And Kendall Brown is that. He's a great athlete. But I do think he's got good basketball sense. And he's a decent ball handler for a guy his size. We didn't see a ton of it because he was living down the block. And we talked about this on the other podcast. We talked about him. I think he filled a role well but I think he can hang around in the NBA. He got better as a rebounder as the year went on, or as the conference season went on, good against the bad teams. Got better. I think there's a spot for him in this league. He's another guy who's fundamentally sound. I don't know that he's ever going to be a knockdown three-point shooter, but he can probably learn an outside shot and can run the floor, can space things out. I don't know how much of a rim deterrent he's going to be, but I think he's better than Trevor Keels, who just got drafted by the Knicks. I don't know. I just got a feeling about him. Maybe that's my Baylor bias kicking in, but I think he's just as good as those guys who are going in the second half of the first round, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, it's certainly wild to me to see him drop that far. You see some drastic drops, but this feels almost more than drastic, the fact that we couldn't, you know, we're recording again, it's almost midnight Eastern time, and he still hasn't gone to the NBA draft to anybody, and he was a guy who was a lottery pick, a lock for a lottery pick coming into Baylor and most of the season until later in the year. Even North Carolina felt more like a liability, even for the Bears. But you know what,
That's
Cam
true.
Is
that was not a great moment.
No, it's not a liability.
No.
That's BetOnline. BetOnline is your number one spot. Number one, not number two. It's number one. BetOnline's the number one spot for all things sports wagering, which I think is legal in Massachusetts. Barstool's up here. Cam, when he comes back, can let us know if it is or is not. But BetOnline, even if sports betting's not legal where you are, you can still use it to check lines. NHL playoffs are going on right now, Major League Baseball as well. Things from the NBA draft have wrapped up, obviously, but now you instead have futures for college football across the board, whether it's Baylor or other teams in the Big 12, and who's going to win the Big 12. BetOnline's the best spot for all your sports scores, podcasts, and news. BetOnline is the fastest, easiest way to check out MMA and boxing and golf even. Head to the website today. BetOnline is where the game starts. Go to the website today. Check it out. See those lines. Toss a dime or two on Baylor to win the Big 12 championship and have a great investment. Cam, before we get into Baylor's newest basketball commit, Jacoby Walker, is betting legal in Massachusetts?
Sure ain't. Big push to get it legal. It is in Connecticut. And probably New Hampshire, because like Hartford. Live free or die, you know, but not in Massachusetts. Hate to do it to you.
Well, I'll tell you what is legal. That's Baylor basketball getting even better. Scott Drew.
Should be, but it is. That's crazy.
He's got 2020.
By the way. Sorry. Brown is number one on Jay Billis's best available right now. I know this is not great for listening on Friday, but we're just going to keep rolling with it because we've already...
It's like a time capsule.
Yeah. All right? You'll get our raw reactions, I'll tell you that. They just picked a guy whose name I can't pronounce. The Clippers did. Musa Dibiate. Looks like diabetes, but I'm not going to go there. Anyway, yes.
Attempt was made. So... Kendall Brown, if you're listening on Friday, you've probably already gone to sleep and you were in the same boat that we were. But Jacoby Walker is in a great boat. How many segues can I use? He's in a great boat. He's committed to Baylor over Texas, Kansas, Alabama, and Auburn, all of which have okay basketball teams. He's the number one shooting guard in the country, 17 years old. He's going to Link Academy for his senior season. He's a five-star Oklahoma. So, like, he'll be a long five-star Oklahoma commit, Jacoby Cole, that's what he wants to be called, junior at McKinney High School. McKinney, close to Baylor, 6'5", 180 pounds, averaged 23.3 points at McKinney, 7.6 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals. Will join Miro Little, too, so that's probably good.
Miro the hero, very good. He will not come in under the radar like Sohan did. Those guys are going to be dangerous, dude. They're going to be dangerous. I have watched Jacoby Walter mixtapes. So, you know, I put on my cap. I have put on the hoop mixtape cap. He's good. That's my theory.
You ready
for that? Five star. He's pretty good. And he is an active recruiter, he has said. I don't know if you've seen this. I thought for sure. I obviously know, like, inside scoop here at all, but I was just like, oh, he's gonna pick Kansas. I don't know why, because we're right up there now,
right?
But I'm like, he's gonna pick Kansas, and he didn't, which is cool.
I know why. Money.
But I mean,
starts with an N, ends in IL.
Right. But this is part of a bigger picture, Drake, because this is the next step for Baylor. We got a little bit of it this year with Kendall Brown, and obviously Soham is a great player, not a five-star, but ends up being a better player at the college level. Scott Drew can find diamonds in the rough. He can.
Yes.
But 3 years ago, he was not getting a five-star that was also considering Kansas or even Texas. He wasn't going to get him, and you couldn't blame him for that.
Well, he was getting, I don't want to say throwaways, but guys that are leaving programs, you know, even in Davion Mitchell and Jared Butler's cases where they didn't get a lot of playing time and their universities didn't necessarily want to utilize them. And Baylor said, look, right, we'll take them and develop them. They weren't five-star guys. They were players that Scott Drew had to develop into what they became.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing we say about Baylor football and have in the past couple of years, both with Rule and Aranda. They get three stars. Scott Drew would get cast-offs or guys looking to make the next step and make them into five stars.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, in retrospect, in hindsight, you'd make Davion Mitchell, Jared Butler, Macy Oteague five stars, you know? And so it just makes me wonder how this program develops, because they're not getting all one-and-done guys, not like Calipari or Krzyzewski the better part of the last decade, where it's almost a junior college where you're having to replace your whole starting lineup. Now you're doing it with five top 40 guys.
Yeah.
But Baylor's not going to be doing that. I don't think that's ever going to be the case for Baylor, hopefully under Scott Drew. He's always going to have someone like an Adam Flagler or a Flo Thamba or, you know, guys that are really good college players that stay a couple of years. So I think that 2023 class specifically,
yes,
because you got two, as little of four star maybe, but two like top 40, top 50 guys.
Did you know this? This is
going to be really impressive.
Surprising.
And I mean, technically, you have that this year, by the way, with Langston Love, yep, playing for the first time and Keontae George. Yeah.
Well, I was surprised. Here's a fun fact. Dane Danger is the number 23 all-time recruit for Baylor basketball per 24/7. Danger was a four-star, number 91 nationally, number three player out of Minnesota. Right now, looking at what you get from Jacoby Walker, here's something fun.
Is it Walker or Walter?
Walter, sorry. Good call.
Okay.
Great call.
I didn't know. There's all the chance in the world because I hadn't heard of him until yesterday and started watching Hoop mixtapes. So.
Right. Which are all very good. You're correct. Isaiah Austin, number one recruit all time, 7 foot tall, you know, powerful. Everybody remembers. Number four overall nationally, five star. Quincy Miller's number two. Number three all time recruit for Baylor University, Keontae George, number six national recruit per 24/7, who's going to play next season. Perry Jones behind him at four. Number five, Kendall Brown, Sunrise Christian, a five-star, number 14 nationally. Jacoby
six,
Walter.
Oh.
Ah, close. Jacoby Walter, Link Academy in Branson, Missouri, by the way. Which
very
nice.
What a tip.
I've been to Branson a few times. Pretty nice little resort city. Mostly for the, you know, those who are a little bit older than myself.
That was like Paris for Arkansans. So,
it is. It's where you would go to get married or engaged or something. It was like where you dream. It was like Disney World, but you live in Arkansas. You would go to Branson, Missouri, which is where Jacoby Walker is playing basketball. The number six all-time recruit for Baylor. And again, we mentioned the rich get richer, but seriously, he's going to add a piece with this team and Scott Drew, where you still likely have you don't have Keontae George, but you probably still have Langston Love on the squad when he's around. And who knows? Flo Thamba is eternal. So you may have Flo Thamba in there too. You got plenty of guys out of this recruiting class, Mira Little as well. Scott Drew is just building to be good the next three, four seasons, and the path is starting to make its way known.
Yeah, and who knows, man? We're talking about Davion Mitchell being basically a defensive specialist. If Scott Drew can work that magic again, Dale Bonner might be a lottery pick in the next
Dale
year.
Dale Bonner. So. Dale freaking Bonner.
You remember him?
That guy's
around. I keep
that
thinking
about
around. This year's team, and I keep forgetting Dale Bonner.
You forget. People forget Dale Bonner. DB, as they call him, as his
I
friends say.
I just have a sneaky feeling he's going to be a heck of a contributor this year.
Like if Dale Bonner turns into 2021 Adam Flagler, that kind of deal?
That would be awesome.
Wild.
That would be really awesome.
Wild. If you have another Adam Flagler.
Every great national championship team has a guy that just comes off the bench and just nails threes. Like, just doesn't miss.
Matthew Meyer, 2021.
But, of course, 2002 Duke is better than the 2021 Baylor team, remember?
Right. 2002 Duke.
And so it was 2021 Gonzaga, by the way.
Did 2002 Duke go to the Sweet 16 and lose there?
They did. Yes. Yeah. They did make it out of the first weekend. Yeah.
Right. So for those that don't have context, that's not Cam saying that. It's actually, who was it? Was it The Athletic?
I think it was Kenneth Pomeroy.
It was Ken Pomeroy.
I think it was off his database. Yeah. Which is just ridiculous. Like, what a hell of a way to rank teams.
Yeah. To say 2002 Duke would have beaten Baylor pretty, you know, substantially too, based on how vast the difference is between those two teams.
Dude, and Davion Mitchell would have locked up Jason Williams, which would have been awesome to watch. And he was a hell of a player, Jason Williams.
Cam, there was one word.
Matthew Meyer on Mike Dunleavy. Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
That would be great. All right, world, so go ahead, do the host, Jim.
Can you imagine this? I want to paint you a picture. There is a baseball coach by the name of Mitch Thompson. Picture it. He's at a podium, and he's saying words to people. If that were the case, what would be your favorite one singular word that he used?
I'll tell you what it is. Being a northerner, I had to look it up to use it in my story on how to spell it. I didn't know if I needed to make it present or past tense. I'm going to put it in the present, and that word would be dadgum.
Dadgum.
If he uses dadgum, I don't know. If he uses dadgum, that I'm in.
Yeah, well, guess
what?
I am
wearing my Baylor baseball hat in support. I love these hats, but it kind of makes me look doofy. You can't really see from this angle.
No, most hats
do. I love the Nike hats. I want to buy the white one.
You could. Mitch Thompson?
I think it's in the bookstore now.
Right. Okay. $50. Yeah. Great. I hope you've been making a lot of money at Waco Tours.
Yes, I am. Yes. The Bulldozer's going to be in town today. So,
Bulldozer.
Shell out or like pay my rent. Yeah.
Well, good news is Mitch Thompson did use the word dadgum. We've got all of that, actually, clips. I have clipped together, so you don't have to listen to all of it. The best of the best from Mitch Thompson's press conference, and that is coming up right after I tell you about Rock Auto and rockauto.com, because it's all the parts your car will ever need is Rock Auto. Save money and time when you use Rock Auto. Why choose to spend 30, 50, 100% more for the same parts from a chain store when you can save money? Honda Odyssey Fuel Pump, $353 at the chain store, $216 Rock Auto. Family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. Reliably low prices for every single customer. Rock Auto right now. Just go online. Go online to rockauto.com. Explore the website. See what car do you have? Say it in your head right now. Say what car you have in your head. Think about it. Oh, Tacoma. You have Tacoma. Go online and just type Tacoma in Rock Auto. See what comes up. Just try it. That's my ploy to you today. Try it and see what happens. Go to rockauto.com. See all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Locked On in the How Did You Hear About Us, so that we know that we sent you amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at Rock Auto.
I'm so honored and humbled to be here. I'm so honored and humbled to be the new head baseball coach at Baylor University. Life's been good to us here in Waco. It's where we raised our two daughters. It's why we stayed. It's why we stayed in Waco the entire time. Passed up other opportunities, passed them up left and right. But we stayed here because of the people here. We stayed here because of my girls' church and youth group and their schools and their friends. And we stayed here, and it's been a blessing to watch my girls grow up and have a normal life. That's hard for coaches' kids, because most times they move all the time. But my girls were born and raised here, and they're Waco people. And I'm blessed to say they're both Baylor Bears. Both have degrees from this great school, and we're so proud of them. I want to say this, too. To follow in the steps of the great coaches that have been here before gives me pause. It makes me take a deep breath and realize the shoes that I'm standing in. To realize that I'm only the fifth head coach at this great school in the last 61 years tells me that if I'll do it right, I can be here a long time. And I plan on trying to do everything I can with that. This program's always been about the players. It's always been about the players. As long as I'm here, it will forever be about the players. The players are the most important asset we have. They're the only thing that matters. Today I pledge to you that the players will always be the most important thing to me. I want to invest in their lives. I want to help them chase their dreams. I want to develop a relationship that lasts a lifetime. And I've got one with many of you, and I'm going to build one with the rest of you. We're going to build this thing back into a national power. We're going to do it together. We're going to need you to fill the stands and give us a great home field advantage. We're going to recruit outstanding young men. I'm going to be able to put together a great staff of guys who can really connect and really develop with players. We're going to recruit great players. We're blessed to be in the great state of Texas with the best high school baseball, the best high school baseball coaches, the best select programs, the best junior college programs in the country are right here in our back door. And we're going to take advantage of all of them. And together, they're going to help us build this thing, return this place to where we want to be. But I need you to fill the stands. I need you to buy tickets. I need you to create that home field advantage. I need you to join the heart of the order. Help us to raise money so we can do for these players exactly what we need to do, when we need to do it, how we need to do it. You play a role. Together, we're going to impact young men's lives. Together, we're going to win championships. And together, if God be willing, we're going to take this place back to Omaha, and we're going to compete to win the whole dadgum thing.
Once again, that was our buddy Mitch Thompson in his opening press conference. Excited to have him as the head coach of Baylor Baseball, and excited to have you listening on this beautiful, beautiful Friday, wherever you are. I'm Drake Toll alongside Cam Stewart of Inside the Bears. If you want to find him at @RealCamStewart. Camarinho has been retired from the spotlight for now.
He's there. I just wouldn't recommend it yet.
Yeah.
You might not get it. If you're into cool Twitter, for sure, check it out. But if you just want to hear about yours, mine, and our Baylor Bears, Real Cam Stewart.
Bingo. Real Cam Stewart. And
I need the help, so help me.
At Drake Toll, whatever, you know. Why not? Give it a follow. Why not? Watch the Max Muncy episode from Wednesday. That was fun. Like that guy. Isn't that cool guy?
Yeah. I agree with some of his points, yeah.
This has been, come back on Monday, Locked On Baylor. Beautiful. And we're done.